It's time for our monthly catch-up with RNIB Northern Ireland's campaigns team, and we've got some political stuff and some health news to talk about as well. Politics then, so should we take a look at some of the manifestos and some collaborations as well?
Obviously we have spoken before about RNIB's manifesto, so we're continuing to work on that internally, and indeed very positive news in terms of getting some advanced meetings with the main parties. We have some meetings lined up for September with the likes of the DUP, SDLP and Alliance. We've already had some engagement with SDLP around health, and we have requests in with the other parties just trying to arrange the dates. So in terms of our own RNIB manifesto, that work is going quite well. And just a reminder, obviously we have two elections in May 2027, so we're engaging both around the Assembly key asks but also for our local government, our council elections as well. RNIB were also involved in what's called in Northern Ireland the VA Sector Consultative Forum, and that is where nine organisations working on vision impairment work as a consultative forum together, and that's chaired by RNIB. So we have also started work on our collaborative manifesto as a forum. We have guide dogs, blind veterans and deaf blind. And we have really a framework of a manifesto. We've agreed key asks around eye health, children, young people and education, ask for an accessible society and also accessible voting. So we had a really good session and we're just at the point of writing all that up, Alan. So it's been quite positive, and obviously from our point of view, involvement there in three manifestos coming up to the elections, but really good to see collaboration.
Stronger together, yeah. Thing, and you're getting the interactions with the politicians as well. You did touch on accessible voting. That's always quite a big story. You know, we've been working on accessible, yes, voting, I think, for as long as I can remember it anyway, and it's a very slow process.
It is indeed. Well, here in Northern Ireland, we've been working very closely with the Electoral Office and also the Electoral Commission. With regards with training for polling station staff, we have had quite an interesting development with the Electoral Office where we will be filming a video, and that video will be like a supplementary video on top of the standard video for polling station staff with regards to voters with vision impairment. That will be funded through RNIB, through our Democratic Engagement funded monies, but we will actually be filming and what it's like to come into a polling station. Should you have a guide dog? Should you have a white cane? Now, this will be used primarily for polling station staff, and it will look at all of the options that are available on the day so that they're better advised and on top of things when someone comes in with vision impairment. But the good side of that is we also hope as RNIB and indeed some of our sector partners to be able to take parts of that video and use it longer term for our own publicity around accessible voting as well, Alan. So, I mean, once we get the official video through for the Electoral Office, we hope to then be able to use that indeed for ourselves and to get that out on our own social media channels and other areas so that we can actually then advise those coming in to vote with vision impairment as to what is available and should be available on the day.
To me, it's sometimes the first obstacle, it's the first worry when, yeah, you actually get to the polling station. Will the staff have the right equipment? Will they know how to use it? Will they be able to assist, yeah, me properly? Because you don't want to have to go into a big speech about what help you need and what technology you need. And sometimes, yeah, you know, I've found, yeah, that I've had to say to them, no, this is how it works.
Exactly. And what we find here is can be a mixed bag, Alan. So some people will go into a local polling station and they have vision impairment and the polling station staff are well aware of what's available. And there will be another polling station could only be, you know, a few miles down the road, and someone else goes in and has a very different experience where someone behind the desk isn't quite sure what exactly is available. So we're hoping that this video used by the Electoral Office and guided by ourselves and our VA sector partners will be a very useful tool. As we know, the 7,000 staff who are recruited, they really only come into position 6 weeks before an election. So that is also quite a mammoth task for them to be, you know, getting on top of the whole process. We're hoping that the video itself will be a big help in that as well.
Good luck with that video, and good luck with the education of the staff as well. It is a tough call for them sometimes, but fingers crossed it will improve. Let's move on to health now.
We have what is called a reset program by the Department of Health, which is really looking at quite a configuration and a transformation of our current approaches to health and social care. And part of that is what is called the neighbourhood model that the recent health minister brought into place. So basically that is looking at bringing health and wellbeing more into local communities and trying to ease the need to go to the hospitals and for primary and secondary care as well. So we are part of what's called Northern Ireland Health Collective. And this time around, the Department of Health have been working very closely with the voluntary community sector to look at how they can directly engage with our sector in terms of developing the neighbourhood model, but also that the voluntary community sector will be embedded within the neighbourhood model. And by saying that, I mean, instead of an advisory role or attending meetings and, you know, giving advice, there actually would be a key funded anchor role for the voluntary community sector within the neighbourhood model. And this is something that has been very much endorsed by the voluntary sector, obviously ourselves, but by the Department of Health. So that's been quite a major development, and a lot of work been done through this collaboration, the Northern Ireland Health Collective. And the drive really is that for, you know, the voluntary sector and organisations like ourselves need to be properly funded and resourced and supported and recognised to be involved in a very key piece of development from the Department of Health. The first phase will be focusing on older people, also end of life care, but older people with disabilities and frailties. And the agreement is, which we've all agreed as a consortium, that this wouldn't be been led by one organisation, but indeed through a network of key organisations, but the hybrid model. So I know it all sounds maybe a bit high level at the minute, but actually practically this is a really good resource for the voluntary community sector to be embedded within a health programme and not simply on the periphery, if you like, Alan, and maybe advising and, you know, attending a lot of talk shop type meetings, which we've done so many times over the years. So this is quite an important development, and I think it's really good for RNIB and for vision impairment to be at the centre of those discussions as well.
So will those discussions be around sort of everything around that localised health access then, you know, from sort of GPs to specialists to informations, everything?
Yeah. It's about bringing the health and service more to place. So it's about bringing it into neighbourhoods and to involve organisations who are used to working on the ground and working with people in communities. I think there'll be about 17 integrated neighbourhood teams, so they will be right across the north. So that will be part of the approach, and that organisations like ourselves will be able to feed into those, but actually be at a practical level resource and be able to relay and divert people into relative, you know, neighbourhood facilities that will already be available in terms of what's around in the community, and then having the correct referral links into the specialists as well within the health service. So it's a really good model of trying to develop those working relationships, but recognising, Alan, that there are a lot of the time, a lot of facilities, like they talk about social prescribing. So where your GP might say, you know, instead of just giving you a pile of medication here or whatever, there are three local community groups in your area who work on the issue of mental health, suicide prevention and that type of thing. So it's about gathering all that stuff that we already do, but formalising it and resourcing it in a better way.
And making sure it's all accessible, and as you say, you know, being there embedded in
of
it,
course.
You know, a paid post, not sort of feeding back when things go wrong.
Well, we've already fed in that for any of these models to work, Alan, there must be accessibility at the core. And that is one of the roles RNIB, as usual, and our VI sector colleagues will be playing within the neighbourhood model, that a lot of the organisations are already working on the ground. They may not have fully thought through accessibility for people with vision impairment. So that's a very key role at the core that RNIB will have, and particularly with a focus going to be on older people at the start, and obviously with the numbers of older people who will have various disabilities, including and impairments around vision as well. So we do think that's really important that we are engaging.
Managed to squeeze in a lot there, Paula.
I don't know.
We got through a lot. If people would like to get more involved in campaigning, or maybe there's something they'd like you guys to look into, or just want to get in touch, what's the best way to do that?
Well, the best way to do that is email our campaigns mailbox here at campaignsni@rnib.org.uk, and myself or one of the team will be able to come back to anyone and discuss anything you might like to raise.
Well, we'll have more from the campaigns team next month here on RNIB Connect Radio. But for now, Paula, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Alan. Thank you.